is the Don and Mike Show.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat. No living. Because the best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that like, that was the best time? When you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it. Wasn't that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips. You know, you'd have sex at each other's places. But then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time. Hi. We live together now. Hi. What are you doing? What are you thinking? How about now? Or now? Or now? Or now? What about now? For now? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who was that that called? Why are people calling here? Why do you know other people? Do you still love me?
Do you?
Hello.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They're good.
Gay.
That's so gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey. Hi yourself, everybody.
Hello.
Let me see. Frank Caliendo, our friend Frank Caliendo. I got an ad to read for him.
Yeah.
Just a moment. Francis Caliendo will be joining us in studio Tuesday. Frank wants you to know he has just added shows at the Improv in D.C. Friday, July 20th.
Ooh.
And if you don't get a chance to go see him, if you haven't gotten a chance to go see him, you got to check him out. He's great.
Frank is, he's incredibly talented. This DJ Mancow.
Yes.
This DJ in Miami that... I think we've talked about him enough that most people listening to the show are aware of his shtick. He used to be a shock jock.
Hold it there. Listen, partner.
And once the whole Janet Jackson thing happened and when Opie and Anthony got into trouble, he changed his act, although he didn't really change his act. He's the most hypocritical person currently broadcasting. And I put him above tools like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh. Because at least they're coming out there as carnies, and they're telling you that they're carnies.
Well, and they've been doing it for a long time. They didn't change their stripes in midstream here,
right.
You know. And they're not railing against people when they've done the same damn thing for their careers.
So this guy, Mancow, is most famous in radio, at least, for doing a stunt where he stopped traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco
right. And
cost the city, like, I don't know, $1 million worth of whatever it was that day. He's been a guy that's involved excrement and sex toys on his show, like we all do. Like we all do.
Yeah.
Except one day this guy woke up and got fired from his gig in Chicago and figured out that he couldn't get a job. He would try to reinvent himself and be a broadcaster with morals. Now, that's okay if you want to do that. But
it's okay if you're not going to be throwing darts at everybody else. His morals end when it comes to his, his peers in the radio business.
That's exactly the point. First, he talks about doing a different type of show. We're on the same station as this guy in Miami. We get tapes of this guy every day. His out is, and we've heard it before, hey, I could stoop to that level.
I'm not going to call you a jerk. I'm not going to say that you like to sleep with your sister. I could if I wanted to, but I don't do that. And then he says everything that he wants to say anyway, and it's just so transparent.
And on top of it all, anytime anything happens in radio, whether it's Imus or Opie and Anthony or whatever, this douche goes on Fox News and says, hey, we got to change the way we do radio.
Right.
Well, this is an ad he took out, or his company took out, in Talkers Magazine, full-page ad, the Mancow Commandments for radio.
Oh God.
So they're trying to drum up business for this guy's show.
Like, so there are 10 of them. So let me see. Right off the bat, he's associating himself with the Lord God.
Yes. Mancow's Commandments for Radio Personalities. Now understand, this is not being presented to the radio industry in this trade so much as an ad for his show,
right.
Although it is. It's also like he's saying to people, this is how to do radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be great, first, if he did this type of radio.
Right.
But second, he doesn't. And third, shut the frig up. Who made this guy the Pope of radio?
And it is so, the thing that I get back to is that it is so transparent that he's doing it again and again and again. And he's doing it because this is just his act. This is the new thing he's trying out. He's throwing this up against the wall and seeing if it
now,
sticks.
You got to hear these. These are ridiculous. Mancow's commandments for radio personalities. Number one, thou shalt never endanger listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, racism is always a dumb idea.
So right there, he is, you know, this is on the heels of the incident
now,
in Sacramento and also on the incident with Don Imus. That's what he's, you know,
let
he's
me just
using that.
Give you a little background. This is the guy that stopped traffic and almost cost people their lives in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a guy who has a big fat guy at a show who he calls Al Roker, and he sells T-shirts that say, who wants to have sex with a big fat black man?
Okay.
Go to his website and check out some of his T-shirts.
All right.
Okay. Number three. Being complacent on the inside loses listeners from the outside. Work at your art.
Oh, God. Like, what a sanctimonious.
Number four.
Thank you.
And this is, excuse me, I got my headphones caught in my glasses.
Uh-huh.
This is run as a full-page ad in a trade paper.
And it's got the kind of biblical script.
Yes.
You know, the Roman printing that they've got there.
Number four. Contests must always be straightforward. Being too cute with contests can be costly.
God.
Right, like when you stop.
So he's got his second commandment that's you know, that's kind of piggybacking off the thing. Didn't he really start this when the lady died from the water consumption? Isn't that when he really started going to town? That's when he first started surfacing on the cable thing.
Yeah.
He went on a few shows.
Yeah. I think he pretty much has always been the guy when someone gets in trouble, throw him on Fox News.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number five, advertisers pay you. Number six, have a delay button. When in doubt, use it. Number seven, don't diss someone's religion. Number eight, here's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone curse in your studio, ever. Get them out of that habit. If they're comfortable with cursing, it can someday accidentally get on the radio.
Yeah, thanks.
You effing dick.
Thanks for that update. We really appreciate that. We never really thought about that.
Goddamn stupid bastard. Instruct guests on your radio standards.
What's that, number 10?
Number 9.
Number 9.
And number 10?
Are we done yet?
Number 10. Do good. We're not here on Earth to mark time. We're here to make a difference.
Yeah, well, why don't you think about the guys that you have thrown your arrows at when they are down, when, you know, you're kicking people that are in this business when they are most vulnerable. And for someone who knows what the business is about, that makes that even more heinous. And, you know, why don't you do some good and look to thine own self?
Why don't you just do some good and shut up?
It's really? His act. It's a, you know, he's desperate is what that is. That is desperate.
But nobody in radio is buying it.
Of course not.
I mean, he has an affiliate list that makes us look like Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, his affiliate list is something that we would urinate on.
Okay.
He has like four stations.
He is something else. That is such a shtick. And you know, really, even the way he covers it, he's not even clever. He doesn't even try to be clever. Or maybe he is trying to be clever. He's just dumb. But the fact is, when he calls and somebody gives him grief, which happens like it happens on this show, that is the way he covers it by saying, I'm not going to say that you're an idiot. I'm not going to say that I wish you were dead.
Who wants to work in an environment, in a creative environment, where you seriously would say to someone, you're not allowed to cuss in here?
Right.
Now, I understand on the radio, yes, there's an FCC rule.
Of course.
But come on, give me an effing break.
Well, I mean the fact is, but really, and that one also, don't allow people to cut. Well, hello? Yes, we know this.
He never does.
For God's sake.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know this. You know this if you're in this business.
Here's the ones that he has broken that I know of. He has endangered his listeners in contests. He has done racist radio. He has been complacent. He has done contests that are not straightforward. I don't know about his opinion towards advertisers. He has a delay button, so he's got two out of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Don't diss someone's religion. I believe he does that. Don't let anyone curse in studio. I find that one impossible to believe.
Yep.
Instruct guests on your standards. Yeah, good luck. And do good. Who are you, Oprah Winfrey? Mm-hmm. You're a stupid shock jock with the worst fake name in the world. And I've got a fake name, and I laugh at your fake name. Man-cow.
He should add a commandment there. Number 11. Thou whoest live in thine glass house should not throw rock.
Please, Jesus Christ. I tell you what.
I mean, really, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Really,
get a
rating.
That.
Amen.
Get a rating, and then I'll talk to you, please.
You know, really, I believe this with all of my heart. And if there's one commandment that I've lived by in this business, it is there. But for the grace of God, go I. And anytime you get somebody that, you know, that is in this business that gets it caught in the ringer, you know what? It could easily be any one of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about anybody from Katie Couric right down through the lowest rated shock jock. Anybody in this business, when you got a live microphone in front of you, anybody can get in trouble, and it can happen any day. And, you know, really, at the end of the day, this guy's got to sleep at night by saying, what did I do when that happened? And believe me, it could happen to him.
I turned
easily.
To the other side, man. Yeah. I thought, my career is failing, so here's what I'm going to do.
No, he took advantage of it like nobody's business. Like, nobody took advantage of it.
Are you kidding me?
Really took advantage of the misfortune of other people in the business. And yes. There is a little bit. Look, we eat our young in this business. There is no doubt about
there
that.
There reaches a point, though, yep. Like when the FCC and all these special interest groups are coming down on radio. We mentioned this with Opie and Anthony, with Imus. You got to hunker down together, dude.
Band together.
You can't forget that just 3 or 4 years ago, you were doing the same type of crap that we're still doing now to some extent.
I remember when Opie and Anthony did the Sex in the Church thing and got fired for that. And we had come off of the worst radio war with Opie and Anthony, where we were going back and forth saying horrible things. They were trashing us. We were trashing them. And I remember when you came in and like the day after that that happened, and you said it, and you didn't want to say it, but you said it anyway because you knew it was the right thing to do. You said, and you were one of the first people to say it, you did not think they should have been fired.
No, everybody.
And I remember sitting over there, and I was, you know, we were both kind of sitting there going, man, it's hard to say, but it's true.
It's true. All the management people knew exactly what those dudes were doing.
I mean, that was a management deal where they got their blessings from that, and they went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just the way to do it. When you're in this business, we all do the same thing.
I hope anybody listening to us down in South Florida will take the time to listen to this douche's show and really let us know how many of these commandments he'll break, I would say, in a 15-minute segment tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. I would bet. You're telling me he doesn't do any racist humor at all?
Oh,
he doesn't do any race humor at all? Please. You don't endanger your listeners? My goodness. You don't cuss? If I was you, I'd be looking in the mirror every day going, why did God F me?
Hey, and the bit, and you know what really, you know what insults me? That bit about thou shalt not endanger listeners. You know, the fact is, you know, the bulk of it, yes, you have exceptions to the rule. You think those idiots out in wherever it was it Sacramento where that happened? You think they had any clue that they were putting somebody's life in jeopardy?
If you do,
of course they did.
If you do a search on that guy and you find out the old bits he did.
Right.
He did the same ones we all do, you know, the take your clothes off, walk on coals. Mm-hmm. Eat until you die, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
We used to do it all the time.
Right.
That's the thing that pisses me off about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
At least address the fact that you used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to do it anymore, well, that's fine. But just do it and shut up.
Yeah.
But don't have the audacity to throw it down the industry's throat while at the same time, yes, Buzz, lecturing while at the same time, you're still doing it.
Right.
And hello, you're really not successful.
No, you're not.
You're really not successful.
No, you're not. And you're, you know, once again, making hay on other people's misfortunes in the business. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we all make hay on other people's misfortunes around the world.
Please.
I mean, really, that's what you do when you do this type of radio. I mean, you're always talking about this has happened to this celebrity, this has happened. That's a different story entirely. When you're the go-to man on the Fox network, when, you know, when other disc jockeys get in trouble. Oh, God. I mean, because really, you know, we don't need it.
Man-cow's commandments for radio personalities. F-U-C Kay Ballard. Tell her to have a nice day.
You know, there is something about that.
My God.
There's something about what he's doing.
It really rubs you the wrong way, doesn't it?
It's just so much lower than any other things. I mean, I would much rather have you know, people taking shots at us. I mean, that's honest. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just that's coming right at you, and then you can go right at them. But this stuff, oh my God. Let me see. And he does it in that same
Hey Robbie, pick up that phone, would you, and hand it to me, please?
That same Thank Rush you. Limbaugh style too.
What did we ever do without these commandments?
Hi, yeah, really. TRN?
And they're not, you know what, Buzz? They're not
Hi
even
there.
Really thought
We were yeah. interested in the Man-Cow show. Yeah. I was wondering how many of his commandments, incidentally, my name is Bob Astir, A-S-S-T-I-R, and I'm from radio station K-L-I-T-F-M. K-L-I-T in Houston. And I was looking at the ad and wondering how many of Mancow's commandments he actually lives up to every day on his show.
Ask him to send you a total.
I know, it's funny, but I read the ad and I was thinking this might be my kind of broadcaster for KILT-FM.
Can we get some kind of total? Each and every day?
I'm sorry, you're right. It's K-L-I-T. Or is it K-I-L-T? Excuse me? Oh, great. You want to pick it up, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
She's gonna pass you on to the affiliate department.
Okay.
Hello? Are you there, Mike?
Hello?
I'm online. Oh, I got to put on hold.
All right, what line? What line is it?
Hold on, give me a second. 10. Right. 10.
Hello? Hello? No one's picked up yet.
See, in the old days, we'd put these on the air. We can't do that now.
Sadly, no.
But we're on hold.
I'm waiting to
at his syndication company. She yes. laughed when I said, "How many of his commandments does he follow?"
Sure.
She laughed.
Of course she would.
Here at Clit FM.
It's hilarious. Oh,
that's K-L-I-T.
That's not.
K-Lit.
K-Lite.
K-Lit.
Now that one I bet doesn't go.
K-Lite.
K-Lite.
K-Lite. It's K-Lite. One of your favorite soft rock songs.
That's right.
K-L-I-T.
Everybody agrees. Yes, this is Mr. Jones from K-Line. Is this the Affiliate Relations Department? Interesting, picking up the Man-Cow Show. We were wondering, is there a chance on a daily basis, is there a way that he could send some sort of record of how many of his commandments he adheres to? K-Line? That's correct.
K-L-I-T.
Researching you.
Yes. I thought I was being sent over to Affiliate Relations.
Where'd they send you to, Mike?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Excuse me.
And you can't give me the information. Is there a packet you could send me out with demo tapes of your show? You can't find the station in your computer. It's K-Lite. K-L-I-T, K-Lite in Texas. Thank you so much. All right. She's handing me over to someone else. And now I've got someone on hold. It's a commercial of some sort.
Oh, my God.
The Man-Cow Show?
Jim, this is Sam from K-Lite. We're looking for a package for the Man-Cow program, if we could get that from you. K-L-I-T. T. T. Tea, like tea, like you drink tea. K-Lite in Texas. Texas is light rock. Would he fit with a light rock format?
Oh, he'd fit with any format, Mike.
Is there a chance? Is there a chance I could put you on with my program director? Are you going to put me on hold? Before I put you on hold, can you speak to my program director briefly? All right, I'm going to put you on hold right now. All right, hold on a second. You're on hold now, program director. Picking up the phone here.
Jeremy Coleman. Jeremy Coleman. How you doing? How you doing, dude? I'm a fan of Man-Cow. Fan of Man-Cow. Yes, it is. We're a suburb of Houston. We serve Houston.
Texas.
Class A FM, we have 20,000 watts, big state. Signal goes almost all the way to Oklahoma. And we play a wonderful mix of soft rock. and I was reading these commandments, and this sounds like we're running the Bob and Sherry show right now. And that's just not working out for us. I'm reading here, it says racism is a dumb idea. That's good. A delay button, I hope you have that. And I really love the thing about no cursing in the studio. Can you tell me, does he really live up to these standards? He does. Because
he does. The guy had no hesitation,
of course.
You may have a moment when he does what? Man cow?
Man cow? Mad cow disease.
Man cow may have a moment when if he flubs up, he's breaking the commandments. Do you see? I got a safe thing with Bob and Sherry. And I don't know what you're telling me is I might not have. Are you telling me that this man cow guy doesn't really, there's a chance that he might do something that's not in his commandments?
Not interested.
1,000%. But what happens the first time I hear a racist joke on KLIT?
Money back.
It'll be between the CEO and the host. You know, that's not good enough. I'm just not interested. Not interested. This is Smoky Rivers. Good day, sir.
Bravo.
Hey.
Yeah.
You should have heard that tool.
I'll bet.
I can't guarantee, but I can tell you on any given day, he really tries his hardest.
He tries his hardest. Does his best.
Well, what happens if there's a racist joke? Well, if there is a racist joke, I can tell you that there would be a phone call with Mancow and the CEO of this company to your office immediately.
Wow. There it is. There it is. Live up to your commandments, Mancow.
Okay. Oh, goddamn.
Mancow.
That was good.
I enjoyed that.
Be right back.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.